Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. This is April 9th. It's WrestleMania weekend. We had NXT TakeOver the last couple nights. We have a couple post shows. We have media calls. I have a post show on Select. We've just got so much stuff. I got an interview with Gallows up where he drops like 7 or 8 scoops. He's dropping Bam Neely scoops, just all reckless. Make sure you check it out. Brian Myers. But you know what? We've also got a distraction podcast that is drawing thanks to this fella, Jeremy Lambert. You kind of put out there, you're like, you know, we did a show last year. It did 3 views combined. And now.
Come on now. I think. 3 views. It did just over 1,000, but I don't keep up with the numbers too much because we're doing really well, I think.
And yes, so very well.
I wanted to just go back a year ago and be like, what were we doing last year? I knew we weren't doing great. And so when I saw that we did 2 shows for WrestleMania 36 previews and did a combined 1.1, I was like, oh, and then this one's at 2.3. We're out drawing Gallows.
What you doing? What you doing the demos? We can actually look that up.
Oh, we're huge in the demos.
We do actually fantastic in the demos.
We're huge in the female. The females love us, Sean. Joe with that accent and that beard. Oh, big draw. Big draw.
I do take great pride in legitimately we have a higher female demographic than almost every other wrestling website, which makes me very happy. But you know what also makes me happy? Super chats. Send them. Get your question or statement in. Leave a thumbs up. Subscribe. I thought this was a really good go-home show. All things considered, I thought it was fun. They peppered 3 fantastic promos. They sandwiched it, beginning, middle, end. This was a lot of fun. It had me wondering, how will things go on Saturday? How will things go on Sunday? And if you think you know how things are going to go Saturday and Sunday, WrestleRumble.com, their pick'em. Look at that. You can win $1,000 or 2nd place, 3rd place, $100. They got all kinds of contests over at WrestleRumble.com. Right now, they're doing a Stone Cold belt giveaway, $1 entry. WrestleMania entries, you can do 1 for $10, 3 for $20, or 5 for $30. There's some great deals over there. I play this game every pay-per-view. Did the NXT one as well. And they're doing a Legends of WrestleMania belt giveaway where 1st place gets a custom WrestleMania moments belt. You know, like this bad boy. 2nd place gets a smoking skull belt. 3rd place gets that Brahma Bull belt that was never released. And it's just a buck to enter that. They have a ton of different contests over at WrestleRumble.com. They're giving away belts like crazy. They got Hannah looking like Ultimo Dragon. Not only that, she's won like a lot of money playing this game too.
She says you won't win first because I submitted mine. Everybody's just playing for a second. All right, Hannah's in. The rest of y'all play for a second.
Fair. Hannah wins a lot on these games. She's very good at it. Happy to have her as a mod. But WrestleRumble.com, check them out on Twitter and Instagram at WrestleRumble. Love those guys. I've believed in what they've done for a very long time. Steven Jensen sings their praises an awful lot too. A lot of fun, but you want to talk about a lot of fun. 69 Names Deegan says, what's up, guys? Repping that female demographic. Love that Rollins political ad. That was phenomenal, Jeremy.
Got the glove. Hold on. Gotta get the glove. This is not sponsored by Seth Rollins. This glove here, not sponsored by Seth Rollins. All right. I want everyone to know Seth Rollins is independent and that, but I'm with my guy. I'm with him, Sean. I've embraced the vision from day one. All right. I've embraced the vision from day. You haven't. You've been behind on the curve.
I bought into the propaganda of the ad. It worked.
I've been on this, Sean, forward thinking. I have been on this. I told you weeks ago, months ago, that Seth, the Messiah, you got to accept him. Finally, you've come around. You could have listened to me months ago.
I could have.
You would have known.
But he sucked months ago. The gimmick sucked
ago. He didn't. You thought, he sucked months ago. This is your problem, Sean. You don't have the vision. You got LASIK and you still have no vision.
It's still a tad blurry. I was playing something that will be the show. And still, let's just say, mowing down batters. Mowing them down. Change up slider, fastball. But still.
420, very excited.
Well, I got to get a PS5 before I do that. Hannah, who says a Mania Moments belt that I helped them design. You know what? You got a PS5 that you can sell me right now, Hannah, by the way. But anyway, this Rollins political ad, it started off and I was like, what is this? And it was a political ad talking about what Cesaro hasn't done. And then at the end, it said, paid for by the friends of Seth Rollins, not Seth Rollins. And I lost it.
Me. I helped fund that. Friend of Seth Rollins, me. I got you, Seth. Me and you, buddy. Even though I kind of got some
Lambert,
trouble and some heat this week.
Jeremy Lambert won Wrestle Rumble and then used that money to fund this ad, this paid ad. I love that. I hope he does this often. This is really, really good stuff. Like, I just thought it was fantastic.
This is what he's been doing for months, legitimately. It's just now like coming out on TV. But if you follow the man's Twitter, he's doing like the Trump tweets, every couple of words capitalized and stuff. That statement he put out that I copied and used for my promo. Like, he's been doing this for months, Sean. Again, you didn't have the vision to see it. I did. I saw it. I saw it, Seth. We're here, buddy. I'm here for you, man. The one glove, we're here.
Anakin says, Sean, get Game Pass for $10 and you get the show. I don't know what Game Pass is. What is Game Pass?
It's on Xbox. It's on Xbox.
How do they have the show on Xbox?
It's not a PlayStation exclusive this year.
Really? It started off as like a Sony-produced game, didn't it?
Yeah, it's on Xbox now as well.
Wow, because I remember back in the day, 2K had the exclusive license. Sony was like, listen, you want to put that out on our system, you're going to let us make one. You know. El Milkman says that I missed the Fearless Taylor's version review. Oh, I didn't know that was out.
Really? You didn't? That's why I stayed up until 3 o'clock last night. Just listen to this. That's why I've done 30 articles today, Sean, because I've just been listening to the Taylor Swift all day. That's what keeps me going. It's a good album. Very good album. I've been tweeting some lyrics and stuff. I forgot how much I missed a lot of these songs because I've been listening to the newer stuff. She's so good. She's so good, Sean. So good.
Guys, get in your super chat, please, so I can make this evening worth it. Evan Wright says, Nia Jax versus Tamina on the go-home show was a choice.
WrestleMania main event!
This is actually pretty good for what it was. it was all right. I'll tell you what I don't understand. Having Tamina hit that incredible Samoan drop, which looked great, and then having Shayna interrupt the three count at 2.5. Like, we're protecting Nia that much. I don't like champions taking pins or whatever. But one, Tamina looks better than ever. Sure wish this would have been the case like 10 years ago. That would have been cool if like the last 10 years was different. But she looked great. And I don't understand WWE's weird obsession with protecting Nia Jax so much.
They're setting her up for this title win. That's what they're that's why they're protecting her. They're gonna put the Raw Women's title on her on Monday. I don't know who's gonna win that main event. Tamina, they're losing to Tamina on Monday, though. I feel like they're setting
up. They'll put her in that SmackDown main event. Three women of color in the main event, they'll say.
I really think they're setting up for a Nia like title run here, because I think they're gonna lose the belts on Sunday, and I think Nia is gonna like turn on Shayna, squash Shayna, because they have no use for Shayna, unfortunately.
Sad.
And they're setting up for a Nia run here with Reginald. They love this act. This is so like this is extremely their shit, Sean. Yeah. Nia and Reginald, they love it. That's good shit. Boy. Good shit, pal.
So this is the face off, the Tamina Nia face off that she compared to the Austin Rock, Taker Michaels, Hogan Andre. And it's on free TV, baby. Yeah. It's on free TV. They're like, you know what'll drag people in? Let's put this on network TV.
They didn't promote it, though. Like, that was the issue. Like, if they would have put out that, blurb on the website at 5 o'clock, I can't imagine what the ratings would be tonight. They just gave it away with no promotion. That was
it. Would have just changed the authoring information on Alex's article from 4 years ago, pushed it up, let's go. After this, we see the Riot Squad backstage. Billy Kay will be teaming with Carmella. Okay, cool. Peyton Royce is going to ride the pine, I guess. That's whatever. But Dana and Mandy, Naomi and Lana show up, and this happens again. They all brawl backstage because of course they do. And as of right now, Jeremy, 7 matches each night. Sweet.
Good. It's much better than 14 in one night that goes on till 1 a.m. I'm fine with this. Show starts at 8. Should be over by about 11, I would say. Maybe 11:30.
Had weirdos when I said, I wish the Andre was on the main card. They're like, well, either the show is too long or too short. Which is it? And I was like, 8 and 16 matches are not the same. Like,
yeah,
I watch 8 matches 5 nights a week already. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But, women's tag. Okay. Do you think we get another team that pops up? You know, I don't think it'll be Bayley and Charlotte like I had thought. I could see the Bella Twins popping up there.
If the Bella Twins pop up, then credit to them, because they've been working that, like, you know, not another year. Nikki, I'm not cleared and stuff. Like, they've been hammering this stuff home to the point, like, I want to believe the Bellas, all right? Like, don't say this over and over and lie to me this many. Do you know how many articles I've written about the Bellas and their timeline to the return? Because everyone loves the Bellas and the Bellas get clicks and stuff. So many articles. I don't want all that to go to waste because they return here on Saturday.
I just want to know what led to Nikki Bella not being cleared suddenly after she was getting tossed on her head all across Europe by Ronda Rousey. Like, maybe that's what it was.
Yes, I think that's what led to her not being clear.
Could have been what it was, but like, I remember she popped up at the Rumble. She did, she did stuff here and there, and they did the Evolution tour, and then she did some dates after that. But
that was like it. So
yeah, but I didn't hear of any. Maybe I'm just not remembering the injury or something like that.
And look, if they pop up, great. I mean, I like the Bella Twins, the Hall of Famers now, well-deserved.
Yeah. But
I don't want these articles to go to waste. Don't make me look like a liar.
Ryan B. Jam says, I heard Seth is getting a new gimmick after Mania. He's going to become the suit man. He already is a suit man.
He already is.
He's already doing that. Like, he's rocking that really well. Ryan Martin says, with WWE saying they expect Ronda back soon, do you think she signed a new deal? I know her current one expires Sunday. Also, does Becky return at Mania? I don't know if her current one does. I'll have more on that on Select this weekend. But does Becky return at Mania? Yes, I think that she does return at Mania. I think that she will be involved in a segment with Bayley. That's what I think.
She's teasing it hard. That Instagram post today, I know Becky likes to troll and tease a little bit, but I also think she's fairly honest with her fan base and isn't going to like do that and then disappoint them.
Yeah, when I think about this, it's like, okay, she did it at the Royal Rumble and it was very funny. It was very fun.
Yeah, she did that night up.
Yes. This is ahead of time. This is a little bit differently, a little bit different. I don't think that we've seen her do it to this degree. And at some point you become the girl who cried wolf, you know, if you do it over and over again. She had a very funny one last summer when she pretended she was writing a book. Then it was like something about toast.
And she is writing a memoir, though. She is writing a book.
Okay, fair. But
that's a real thing she's doing. Yes, I mean, it is about toast, but like she's actually doing that. And then she just did the little pun thing because her fans pop for that. But she is writing a book.
Yes, but I mean, there have been a few times where she's kind of winked and nudged. And, hey, I want Becky back. She likes us. That's cool. She puts our stuff over. That's cool.
Best friends. She pops for all my headlines. Me and Becky are best friends.
Yeah, right. Right. Anakin says, $5 for nuts. The only ones I eat are peanuts. I'm weird, though, and eat the shells, too. Those are good. Me and Jeremy are watching baseball as we do this. Yes. We long for some good nuts, some good salty nuts.
John, actual question. What kind of nuts do you like?
Brazil nuts. I like almonds. I like cashews. Salted peanuts. Okay. I like walnuts in my salad. There you go.
These are big topics on the takeover shows. The nuts.
Yeah, sure. Ryan B. Jam says, SRS, did you know that Saturday and Sunday are 2 days? What am I missing here?
They're really hammering home that WrestleMania is 2 days and it's Saturday and Sunday. Really hammering that home. I assume that's what the joke is. Thank you, Evan. I agree. I do deserve a full week off.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give Jeremy Monday, Wednesday, Friday night off, and all Saturday and Sunday next week off. It's all I can do. I got to go full Rick from Pawn Stars. Got a business to run here.
Are you going to be Friday off next week?
Friday night, yeah.
So I'm not doing the SmackDown post show?
Because if you don't want. I mean, every time I try, you're like, no.
Yeah, because I like doing this show.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm not actually taking Monday night off because it's Raw after Mania. I know. So I feel like stuff's going to happen.
I know.
Wednesday, though? Oh, man. Wednesday, I cannot wait.
Corey says, SRS, here's some money since they can't sign up for the network in Canada without a cable subscription. Rather support Fightful anyways. I mean, to be selfish, I'd rather you do as well because really great for us.
Yeah.
And Anakin says, the go-home show is Shakespearean definition of an idiot, full of sound and fury signifying nothing. Wow. I thought this was a good show.
Wow, why are you being a jerk, Anakin?
I thought it was a good one. Yeah, I really did.
Anakin's a hater. WWE hater, Anakin.
Man. Alexander says, hola, compadres. Question, is it bad that SmackDown is just fine? I asked them 23 and I didn't watch a lot of the more popular eras, but I still find some enjoyment in the current product. Have a great stream. Well, just fine. It has been a compliment for SmackDown for many years. I mean, if we're talking late 03 to about, oh God, I don't know, maybe 08, it was bad, really bad. Then they had an influx of workers like Jericho and Rey Mysterio and Undertaker doing some crazy work, and Shelton Benjamin was through there. And then up until about 2016, it was completely worthless. Like, it was just retreads of Monday Night Raw. So, I mean, just fine is actually better than a lot of it's been. Now, if you grew up like when me and Jeremy did, SmackDown meant something, and you would have, like, title changes on there and, like, The Rock's wrestling on there, and stuff would happen there. But I thought tonight was one of the better episodes recently.
I thought it was good, especially, I know like go-home shows don't mean go-home shows anymore, but like compared to Raw, this at least got me excited for WrestleMania a little bit more. Raw, I was like, oh man, is this like, what are we doing here? Can't care about any of these matches.
By the way, Corey Lamb, go to surfshark.deals/Fightful and get a VPN and you'll be able to check out Peacock or the network or whatever the hell you may do. Oh God. Ryan B. Jam says Steve from Steven Larson made a YouTube video making fun of Wrestling News Network, said Saturday and Sunday like 5 times. Have you seen that? No. Oh, it's great. You know that turd on YouTube who will just
he'll
post videos like this.
You linked to something in the Skype chat today that I did not watch because I have more important things to do than,
so
you know.
Good. It was so good. It was so good that I thought I clicked on the wrong thing and it was that guy's video. It was so funny.
I don't know these people. Like, that's the thing. I don't know a lot of this stuff. I'm in a bubble. I'm in a bubble that inside a smaller bubble is what I'm.
Well, I mean, I just happen upon that stuff because, you know, I'm always scouting out other people on YouTube. Yeah, and
I'm not.
Wow.
I'm listening to 300 Triple H interviews a day, 200 Drew McIntyre interviews.
I listened to like six today.
You were like calling stuff. I was like, are you okay? Why you're listening to Lana interviews?
I was waiting for people to get back to me on scoops. And I was like, quite frankly, I did this Gallows interview and he gave me like seven stories from it. I got stories from the Gallows interview scheduled for a month. I got the Rebellion build on there. I asked him about Finn Juice, for the love of God. And I was like, all right, you know what? If I'm doing these articles, I might as well listen to something while I'm doing them.
It helped, but I was like, are you okay? What's happening here?
Yeah, I had some free time. Evan Wright says, Laredo Kid springboard into a Tara spear, insane. I liked the Johnny Gargano spear into the Bronson Reed just standing there. I thought that was pretty cool.
Did you watch Moxley and Barnett?
I sure did.
Oh, man. That might be my favorite match of the week so far.
I loved
it. That ruled. Moxley taking down the ref after the stoppage, too. Total just pro MMA.
Yes.
Move. Yeah, yes. Bless that, man. Bless John Moxley.
So we see Big E getting lined up in the promo video. This is good. WWE knocks this stuff out of the park when they do straight up videos that are new, like not recaps. Like obviously the Cole and O'Reilly one ruled, but this one was really great.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. So I don't know what a Nigerian drum fight is, but hopefully we will find out. But WWE is good at humanizing performers. And that's what they did here with Big E. And Big E, so good. So easy to humanize and so easy to relate to. And they did a great job with this. Love Big E.
Neek just says 70% chance of rain on Sunday. Wettest mania of all time. No, I think Duke Drosy told me he smoked PCP before the gimmick battle royal. So that would probably technically be the wettest WrestleMania of all time. Bianca did an interview, didn't really say a ton. Same with Sasha, but it was harmless build to their match. I mean, it's better than the garbage build that we've seen in the past, right?
And it didn't do any damage. And this was clearly filmed before they announced that it was the main event and everything. So yeah. They couldn't even ask about that. These promos didn't scream hey, we're the main event night one. Of WrestleMania, and I thought that was a shame, and I know it is because it was filmed ahead of time before they had the plans in place, but it was a shame. That was kind of a disservice to these women. Nothing was wrong with either of these promos. They were just kind of fine, generic WWE promos. I feel like they should cut the same ones last week, and it was better last week.
So Bezo Banks says, I held back tears, but the crew dug up her tweet from 2012 that said, the girl who wanted the world, did she get it? And I cried, an ocean deserved. So at about, 5:59 p.m., Fightful Select broke the news of the script that they were listed to go on last. And within a minute, WWE had put out their main eventing. Drew and Bobby Lashley are kicking off the show. Is the right move. This is going to mean a lot of things to a lot of people, and it should happen. We have heard Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre effectively setting this up on their own in interviews and stuff, and Drew wanted that first pop, and he should get it. I hope Hogan doesn't get it. Drew should, for carrying that garbage fire of WWE Raw on Mondays for a year. But Sasha and Bianca, why are you grimacing? He was forced to run world title programs with Big Show and Dolph Ziggler.
Did he carry the show, Sean?
Okay, well, him and her business, that was it.
He was part of the show.
Him and the other guy that were that are in this match. Yes, they did. What else?
I don't think anybody carried it because it just wasn't good for the entire
era. No, it wasn't. Not at all.
I think Bayley and Sasha carried it when they were showing up every week.
Fair. But Sasha's getting the main event. There you go.
That's what he does in the little moving graphic. He goes,
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. But Sasha and Bianca main eventing. How do you feel?
I love it. It's the right call, right? Like, I think if they had gone the other way, it would have been backlash on Drew and Bobby, because I don't think most people want them in the main event. And I love Bobby Lashley, but I just, he should main event. And Drew, I think it's good that he'll get the first pop, and then when he wins the title, the crowd will completely turn on him.
Probably.
But Bianca and Sasha should have it. The build for both matches hasn't been good, and that's the thing, is people want to argue, oh, the build for Sasha and Bianca hasn't been good. Build for Drew and Lashley hasn't been good either. It's not like this screams WrestleMania main event either, so...
Yeah,
I think for the moment and the historical moment of it, it makes more sense to go with Sasha and Bianca. It'll be a better match too.
69 names Deegan says a pay per view over by 1 a.m. They start at 1 a.m. for me. Yeah, but you're up to like 6 a.m. Like I'll get messages or tweets from you at like 5:30 a.m. your time. She says a show with no Bailey is automatically a bad show to me. Might want to tune in. From what I understand, she'll probably be getting a nice WrestleMania moment of some kind if what I heard is true. But Sami Zayn popped up at Logan and Jake Paul's gym. I like that they got Jake Paul on the screen. Dog shit human being. But yes. They were doing what they could to get him on screen before his big fight next weekend, which will sell a ton of pay-per-views against Ben Askren. And Zayn is there to spar, but gets locked out. He is upset that Corey and Michael Cole showed this, and he's like, oh, I had breakfast. I had lunch with him. He had grapefruit salad. Zayn rules. Zayn rules.
I'm convinced now that Sammy's getting punched on – when's this match happening? On Sunday. I'm convinced he's getting punched on Sunday. I thought that maybe Paul was going to take a stunner after, like, costing – Kevin Owens the match. I'm going now Jake or Logan Paul doesn't seem like he's too enamored with Sami Zayn and everything that's going on here, and I think Sami's gonna eat that punch.
Yep, I think so too. They brawled after this, but Sami ran away. I'm excited to see this. I can't wait to see what happens.
Kevin Owens, I listened to an interview with him today, and he mentioned WWE Battleground 2016 when he faced Sami Zayn. Do you remember this match, Sean?
Vaguely.
He was saying, like, this is his favorite match against Sammy, and, like, he doesn't often, like, get excited after his matches when he walks through the curtain and stuff, but, like, he went through the curtain after this match and, like, was screaming and all excited. Vince was yelling and stuff, too. And
I do remember.
I really want to rewatch this match now, because from what I recall, it was tremendous.
So I do remember that, and the reason I remember that, it was a month after we launched Fightful, and that's the night they did the Shield Triple Threat. And everybody was all excited for that, but Zayn and Owens stole the show. Like, it was just unreal. Yeah. Also, do you know who John Cena teamed with that night? I remember this vividly.
No.
Enzo Amore and Big Cass against the Club.
Wow. All right.
Oh, man.
They were over.
Tag team title match. I could not be arsed to care about this. And that's sad, because I like the ingredients, but... It was tonight I realized when Joel Pearl put out there, he's like, oh, it's their first defense. They're not going to lose. And I'm like, they won these titles 90 days ago.
Yeah. They've lost too. They lost that match to Cesaro and Bryan, the Elimination Chamber qualifying match. They lost that. But yeah, they haven't defended the titles at all.
So indeed. Stupid. And I cannot be tricked by Montez Ford doing a Tope Canero. He did it. He always does it. And I'm like, oh, wow, there's a cool spot in that match. I don't care. He does it every match. You know what? He sells really good. Gable's good at everything. Angelo Dawkins is really, really good at hot tag. The Reds are really good at scoring runs right now. But I didn't care. WWE doesn't care, so I don't care. I did not give a damn about this match, and that's sad because I love tag team wrestling.
I didn't either. They built this match by just having everybody trading wins, and nobody got momentum. They love that term. Like, nobody actually got momentum, because they'd win and then they lose and then they'd win and then they lose. So I think everybody just entered into this match at 500. It's like, all right, cool. I didn't care who won. Cool for the Dirty Dogs, who are dirty, the top dogs, whatever their names are. The super kick finish, though. I mean, at least we're going to get that back over. That'd be cool. I didn't care about this either. It was a good match. Don't get me wrong. Like, it was a perfectly fine television match, but tough to care about it.
Want to see Ziggler win with a body press. I want to see him win with a body press like Walter.
Now Walter. Oh, man. Can Walter just, like, come up and, like, kill all eight of these dudes and just hold the tag team titles by himself? That's what we'd be good. Just put all the titles on Walter.
That'd be really good. Rules. But here's what would happen. They'd put him with Braun, then they'd have him lose to people a lot. Can they coexist? No, they can't. They're assholes.
Kill Braun, too. Should come out during that match and just chop the shit out of both
Braun,
of these men.
Braun seems very excited in interviews, like, about this Shane match. He seems excited.
I'm sure he's going to, like, he's going to toss Shane off of something high, and then he's going to look like a goof, and Shane's going to win.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they did The Miz and Shane, Sean? And, like,
yeah.
The Miz was the big baby face, and Shane just made him look like a complete dork and buried him. And people were like, oh, Miz is a terrible baby face because they had to put 80-year-old Shane McMahon over in these matches. Possibly care about Shane McMahon. Oh, outside of Hannah, I'm sorry, his legs look good, and he does, like, cool jumps or whatever.
He trains with Phil Nurse. That's really all I got about him. And somehow, okay, so here's – did I tell you the thing about him breathing into the mic? He always and I asked somebody, why don't they tell him to stop that? And somebody told me, Vince tells him that all the time. And then they said, we think it's a rib. We think it's Shane ribbing Vince. And I was like, really? Now, that's not confirmed, but that's what somebody that I talked to thinks.
If that's true, you know what? I'm back in on the Shane McMahon. Okay. Same. I'm back in. Do your little, you know, whatever this little gimmick that you like to do. I'm all in with you, Shane, if that's true.
Oh man. He looks like the Kool-Aid man when he does his cardio. Or when he's about 3 minutes deep into a match.
You get that Shane McMahon cameo, Sean? He's charging the same price as a Randy Orton and sold about two of them to the point where I think they lowered the price because they felt bad for him.
Well, I'll tell you guys what's a lot more cost-effective. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful. You know that cereal's great, but you want to get into WrestleMania shape. And how about zero sugar, 13, 14 grams of protein, only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. 0 grams of sugar, I should say. Only 140 calories per serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. You can make your own custom box, a variety pack, so to speak. I love to mix cocoa and peanut butter, but you have some really great flavors, frosted, fruity cocoa, peanut butter. Just you can kind of switch it up and make whatever you want. And when you go to magicspoon.com/Fightful and use that code Fightful, you save $5 off your order. And that's now available in Canada. This stuff is fantastic. I love it. They're so confident in their product. It's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. I mean, a lot of you all aren't spending money to go to WrestleMania. Go check out this Magic Spoon. I love it because it fills me up. It's good for a snack. It's good for breakfast. It's good in between meals. And you're not going back and forth and just racking up those carbs, racking up those calories. 140 calories a serving seems almost too good to be true. Get your next bowl of guilt-free cereal. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful. Use the code Fightful. Save $5 off. So excited to be working with them through the end of the year. Love it. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful. So, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. This is fine. It was okay. I love a battle royal. And then you get all these people that say, well, you know what?
It doesn't.
And he said, well, you can't put it in WrestleMania because it doesn't mean anything. Well, here's what's cool. WWE decides what means something because they script the show, Jeremy. They decide the people who will win and lose these matches. This ain't like Bellator and Strikeforce trying to orchestrate tournament finals and always screwing it up. Like, they decide who's winning.
I... I don't care about this battle royal. All right.
How dare you?
They've proven it doesn't mean anything, Sean. I understand that it could mean something. I get that they do script the shows. I get this, Sean. I'm an insider. I get this. I'm part of the IWC from what I hear. I can use these insider terms like I'm cutting an AEW promo if you'd like me to. I get that. But like, they don't do that. They don't make it mean anything, even though they could. So it's tough for me to be like, all right. Cool, Jey Uso, he's main event Uso. I assume he's just going to lose the next time he wrestles because that's what he always does. So it's like, you won the Battle Royal. Awesome. I hope they do something with Jey Uso now. I hope they do push him and give him actual wins because he needed wins after getting beat like a drum in all these singles matches. So
five
it is good for Jey Uso.
Months, Jeremy, between wins. Now, he did get a couple of pins in the Elimination Chamber, which were good. But 5 months between wins, so I felt like he did need this. I thought he needed it more than anybody that we know they might do something with. Like, obviously, Ricochet needs this. There's all kinds of people here that would need this. But he's somebody that we look at and we're like, well, maybe they'll do something with. And there were some spots that I did enjoy throughout the match. There was the Hurt Business. If they weren't going to win, I'm glad it took a lot to eliminate the former members of the Hurt Business. That was cool. Retribution eliminating Ryker and Elias. That made me very happy in my soul. Mustafa Ali eliminating them was cool. And I think that Ricochet head scissors to Ali was really good too. And Baron Corbin not winning is fantastic. I thought that was good too.
What are you hating on Corbin? He could have been a two-time winner here.
Yeah, I'm glad he wasn't. Glad he wasn't. But how about dual brand superstar Slapjack?
Sure.
He's great. Man, you're just no selling ever. You're just trying to sad. I will
say, what do you want me to say about this battle royal? It's a bunch of people that they don't care about and they're not gonna do anything with. That's what it is. It's like, cool, we got them on the show.
Roman Reigns made this seem like it mattered a lot more than WWE has in years. He came out and he congratulated Jey Uso on winning and then said, I save careers. We've got gold to prove it. The more acknowledgement in positive manner than they've done for that in a long, long time.
Because Roman Reigns is very good at this stuff.
Yes,
and he will save it. And Paul Heyman is very good at this stuff. But then they don't actually do anything beyond that line or two. If Jey Uso wins his next two matches, I will come on this show and I will apologize to WWE.
Good.
I will actually review this battle royal and give my full review of this battle royal if Jey Uso wins his next.
As you should.
There you go.
Some great promos from Daniel Bryan, Edge, Roman Reigns, and I mean some incredible promos. Holy crap! They put Bryan at the beginning, Edge in the middle of the show, Reigns at the end. This was weaving this program in and out, and they were all three home runs. Daniel Bryan talks about what he overcame to get here and says that he's not bringing the family man or the general manager. He's bringing the guy that tapped out Reigns. He hyped the audience. This is what this feud was missing early on, besides people doing stuff that made him look like bitches, Jeremy.
Bryan has such great fire. Every time he like fires up like this, just tremendous. Because he has so much to build off of too. I love the lines of like, you know, they said I wasn't best for business. They said I was a B+ player. They said I shouldn't be in this spot. Ask Batista if I should be in this spot. Ask Randy Orton if I should be in this spot. Ask Roman and Edge a couple weeks ago if I should be in this spot. Like, when this man fires up like this, because he is the ultimate underdog. They try to do this underdog story with everybody. And Daniel Bryan pulls it off like nobody else. And that's the only reason they keep doing this story. Because they're like, Daniel Bryan does it. He's not that good, right? No, Daniel Bryan is that damn good at doing this. And he proves it when he gets these promos. Daniel Bryan's the GOAT. I'm going to the grave with that, Sean Ross Sapp. Daniel Bryan, the GOAT.
Cyclops says, no matter what Edge says, I'm rooting for Roman. Edge cut an unbelievable promo. This is the best promo he's done since last year. Look at Jerry.
Wasn't he just being a little bitch in this promo too?
Yeah, like, but he's embraced it. He's embraced the bitching.
He goes like this, Sean. He's like, you know, he goes, put my hair back.
That is not what he does. He never does that.
All right, that's Edge. Gotta have the hair like that. There we go. There's the Edge look right there with the hair.
That's
back,
a good look for
full,
you.
The full forehead.
But he talks about how Daniel Bryan pretends to be an underdog but gets preferential treatment, and says how he clawed back against all odds. He doesn't want to play the hits. He wanted a main event at WrestleMania, but some indie troll wedged his way in. And he was like, this match is going to be 10 years to the day I had to retire. And if that were Daniel Bryan, I bet there'd be a video package with some piano music to it. He's like, but with me, nothing.
And I deserve it.
Well,
if he would have shut the fuck up and not interfered in that match, he would have had his one-on-one match.
Listen, the fact that you were negating this promo when this man had the balls to come out and say, you started with a three-man group, you walk through the crowd, you do a spear, you are Samoan Edge. I immediately went to the chat and I said, we are going to need an article on that. Please. That was a great line.
It was a fantastic line. When he was cutting down Roman, like, that stuff was good. But when he was like, Roman, Brian took away our moment. This should have been us and everything. Like, no, you dork. You took away the moment by interfering in the match. Just, like, let him do the match, all right? You're the one who screwed this up. That was my issue with it. But you know what? I'll give Edge's credit.
It's a back
great promo. Great delivery. Material was mostly good. Mostly. Still no, don't man. Like the... With this character, it fits that he will not take what's the word I'm looking for? He will not take responsibility
sure.
for the fact that he screwed up the one-on-one match and actually got Brian put into this match by just not staying out of the way. So for the character, it fits. Yeah. I will be nice to the Edge. It was a very good promo.
He doesn't play for you too. He's Edge.
The Edge, that's what I called him. That's his name, right?
His comment about Samoan Edge reminded me of like 2005 when I was on like some shitty website. It was like WrestleZone forums or No DQ, no disrespect to them now, but full of trolls back then. And somebody was talking about AMW, James Storm and Chris Harris, and they said, oh, fat HBK and redneck Edge. And I didn't know which they meant for which one.
Dude, I was on wrestling forums all the time. Like, that was just the name of the site, like wrestling forums.
Yeah.
They showed
us a lot of love early on. Oh, man. So Roman Reigns is out. He, again, put over the Andre Battle Royal. And he says he's going to wreck everyone and leave Sunday. I really like the line. You're going to hear $1 million worth of pyro, and then you're going to acknowledge me. Simple. He spoke for himself to promote this. Effective, I thought.
A couple things I liked about this promo besides just about everything. When he was like, who brought the ratings? Who made this title mean something? Paul Heyman is so good. Just like being in the background and be like, Roman Reigns, yes. Roman Reigns. Just like little things like that are so tremendous that Paul Heyman does. Roman was once again fantastic. I have a question, Sean. Are we getting new Roman Reigns music on Sunday? Because I think we are.
It seems really weird to me that they didn't do new Roman Reigns music in the lead up when everybody who's going to be at WrestleMania is at or watching the Thunderdome stuff and they can control and condition the audience. It seems really weird to me. I don't understand why they would do that. I don't think that we get it. I think that they want the traditional
fair
Shield music here. And
but how much are they going to change it? Like, I guess it depends on how much they, like if they still hit with the darn out, and then it kind of like remixes into something else. I don't think you're losing too much there. So I think it depends on how much it changes. I feel like we're getting new music. That's my prediction.
That'd be, That'd be cool. That'd be big too.
Would it? I mean, it might suck based on their recent track record.
Hannah has mentioned, that's a good point. That's a good point. They did. But they've been looking for any excuse to get rid of CFO stuff for a while. Like, we reported on that pretty extensively. There was a nasty breakup and some publishing rights and all that. Guys, we have reached near the end of the show. We got some super chats to read. Get in your super chats, but please leave a thumbs up. This is a lighter show tonight. I think a lot of people saw it as a throwaway show. But we are back here tomorrow night with Robert DeFelice, Jeremy, and Alex, as well as myself. And then Sunday, it is me, Robert, and Alex. Going to be a good time. Anakin says, Jeremy, you'll go bald like that.
I got a bunch of gimmicks here.
There we
go. With this.
Evan Wright says, best heel in the business, Baron Corbin tonight. Yes, of course. Ryan B. Jam says, you're telling me Shiny Pants Tucker didn't have a chance of winning? I had to ask the chat. I was like, was that Shiny Pants Tucker? What's going on here? I hadn't wrestled since November. Crimson 94 says, dropping 20 for the Reds. Hell yeah, man. Yankees fan, but also support the Reds since the Ken Griffey days. I work for Peacock. Can see WrestleMania for free, but choosing to watch you guys and WrestleTalk for reactions and reviews instead. Well, I appreciate that. Please break into their system and add a rewind button, a pause button, a fast forward button.
Sean, you're also outing the man right now. You're trying to get this man fired. What are we doing?
Thank you for the meat and cheese tray. Thank you for the wireless charger. This Peacock Yeti cup has changed my life.
Don't get this man fired, Sean. What are we doing here? If you're watching reactions, watch the watch along for WrestleMania. Twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Watch along both nights. I'll be on that.
Lots of good content over there. I'll actually be popping up here and there. But I appreciate that very generous super chat because we broke as hell. Anakin says, high stakes for this battle royal. Me. What?
Anakin's a hater. Hater Anakin. Last week he heals on us by not sending us energy drinks. Could have used those energy drinks, Anakin. Do you see my hair? I haven't slept in days. I haven't showered in months. I haven't eaten anything. Spencer Love, the great Spencer Love, sent me Chick-fil-A and I couldn't eat it because I'm not allowed to eat during WrestleMania week. Spencer Love, great man.
What's he sending me?
Nothing, because you're not as nice to him as I am.
That's ridiculous. Ryan B. Jam says the build for 95% of the matches on Mania haven't been good, Jeremy.
That's fast.
Oh, that ball's gone.
Let's go.
Gone.
Is that Naquin?
Later. You goddamn right it's Tyler Naquin. Just clanging off his knee.
It's the MVP. The MVP right there.
Tyler Naquin, you son of a bitch. I'm going to text EC3 and troll him while we're on the air. He's a big Indians fan. That's what we got. That's what we got right now. We had a super chat asking. I want to find the name though, It was asking, should they? Brandon Charles Powell says, should they unify the men's tag team titles?
Yes,
probably. If they're going to do it like that, and it could give them a little bit more versatility in a way that could make sense. I just wish they would book them to mean more.
Well, that's not going to happen. They should. They should 100% combine the titles, though, because they don't have enough tag teams to support it. They don't. Are you done texting?
No, I'm trolling wrestlers right now. Come on.
I don't know how anybody likes you.
I'm hoping that people can, you know, send us more super chats while we're here. Mike JC says, just read a Robert's article, Shotzi in Scarlet music video. I can't believe that is a real great article. Anakin says, do MLB watch along when this is done? Nah, I'm watching that.
Do you know how much more work I still have to do, Anakin?
Because you
haven't sent me any energy drinks on this. I'm going to be up till 3 a.m. again doing work, guys. Hope everyone appreciates
this. This may come as a shock to you, Anakin, but this is a busy week for us.
Yes.
And it's even busier since we can barely hold our eyes open. Like, I got to keep popping these bad boys in, Jeremy. My eyes are so dry after LASIK, and I don't have anything, any caffeine to keep me awake because of Anakin.
I know.
Kiwi Rob says, if we're having a two-hour pre-show, then why aren't we having any pre-show matches, or if I'm mistaken? I don't have your answer. I do not have your
pre-show
answer.
Matches. Prediction, we'll have pre-show matches night two. I don't think they want to do pre-show matches night one because they don't want to send out those guys as the first people out there. Yeah. They want to give
that get it
to Drew. Yeah, I get that. I think night two you're getting pre-show matches.
Ray Callahan says, Tucker needs a haircut and cowboy gimmick Knight Rider. He seems like the kind of guy who will be, who that one was almost gone to, yeah. Jonathan India. He seems like the kind of guy that will get, unfortunately, released and then pop up on AEW Dark and people will go, oh, damn, he can actually do some stuff in the ring, because they forget that he was like jumping off of chambers and stuff a few years ago. Drew Nicholas says, I've usually agreed with Edge being a bitch, but he also has a fire about him like Brian. This one solidified the tweener role for me.
It was good. I'll give Edge his due on this one. He's been a little bitch up to this point, but it was good. What do you mean I don't need energy drinks? Clearly I do.
69 Names Deegan says you can't send energy drinks, but here's a high five. I'm a broke college kid. Well, we appreciate you. We just appreciate you. Plus, you're sending this in that GBP. We love the conversion rate. This is like Euro trip. We can open up our own hotel with this amount of money. Ryan
that
B.
Movie rules.
I know. Ryan B. Jam says, I know Ollie is putting his hair on the line this weekend. We need a hair versus hair match between Jeremy and Ollie.
I ain't putting my hair on bald.
They asked me to once. They mm-hmm. asked me to do it against Adam Blompiade, and I was like, listen, I would, but I kind of did a donation that meant a lot to me, and I don't want to undermine that. But then I beat him anyway and took his hair, so it didn't really matter.
I ain't going bald, all right? I would not look good bald. I don't
Maybe
look good
you would.
No, I couldn't pull off a bald look. I had a bald cap for a bit a couple weeks ago, and I didn't really like how that looked. I couldn't do a bald look. I do need a haircut. I might get one next weekend.
I need one, too. I'm thinking about growing mine out a little bit more yet.
Your hair should look like this, Sean. Doesn't my hair
it
look
should.
Good?
It could. It could. Joe Musgrove threw the Padres' first no-no, and Carlos Easy says he just no-hit the Rangers. Well, hell yeah. Good.
Good on them.
Padres, the team of Bip Roberts. That's what they will forever be known for. That's what they're best as. Leave us. Hey, guys, I need seven more thumbs up. You're breaking my balls here. Seven more thumbs up.
I got enough burner accounts. I can get you seven more thumbs
up. To get to 100. It helps us, guys. When you guys clickety-clack that little thumbs up, it lets the people know, oh, wow, that's something I want to watch. Now, if you see videos with like 1,000, 2,000 views.
It's at 106, according to my totals.
Here. Okay, it just jumped to 110. If you see a video with a couple thousand views, it's got like one or two likes. Sus. Very sus. Very sus. What? Okay. What? Let's just speculate. What could Hannah possibly be doing with 18 YouTube accounts?
I don't know. Let's get Hannah on and ask her. I'm going to invite her.
Hannah, are you around? Are you available?
Yeah, I'm just gonna invite her. And if she comes on, great. And if she doesn't, we can call her a coward. I feel like
that would work very good. Yeah. I hope this is actually Alex. Because he says, new Sour Graps previewing WrestleMania dropping soon. This might just be a burner account.
It's a troll account, honestly.
I have no idea if this is a real Alex account.
I legit think it's a troll account.
I think it's a troll account because he hasn't told me about this. And he doesn't work when he doesn't need to. Why would he?
No, I invited him on this show because he was doing a Sour Graps.
He says it's actually me. Oh, well, okay.
That proves it.
Tell me something only Alex would. Okay, he's got a blue wrench. It is actually him. Somebody's hacked his account. And then given him mod privileges. I'm watching. I'm doing this on StreamYard, and there's no blue.
Yeah, there's no blue wrenches. Yeah,
we had somebody come in and basically cosplay Chris Van Vliet one time, and I bought it. And then when I realized, they said, "Get trolled!" LOL.
It's a good troll account. Van Vliet's so nice too that like you just
he just sent me a message. Hold on. Hold on. He says, no, seriously, it's actually me. Look at him promoting the show. I give him one show and he just goes crazy. Well, you know what? We've got our mod Hannah. Some of you see her on Twitch here and there. But
what is this view change?
Why do you have 18 accounts?
Okay, so all of my college emails are through Gmail.
Sure.
So Gmail is YouTube accounts. So I had my YouTube account from when I started my own YouTube that I don't use. And then I had this YouTube account. And then I have one that I have for my kids so that their shit doesn't mess up mine. And like they don't click on recently viewed videos, because when Camden kept getting on my iPad, all of a sudden I would hear your fucking voice coming through things. And I'm like, what's happening? And he would just be sitting there like watching like the list and your boy and stuff.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Why are you watching this?
I got on Jimmy for cursing within the first 90 seconds of list and your boy this week.
Also, oh my God. Incredibly tan right now. But if you recall, when you were trying to get your, how many is it? How many?
1,000 subs for monetization plus 4,000 watch hours.
Yes,
yeah.
For your MMA channel. And you, this was like 2 years ago, probably. I subbed on all of my YouTube accounts.
That's why like Fightful Scraps gets like 12 views, but we got the subscribers quick.
Gaming the system here with all these burner accounts.
Not only did I sub on all my accounts, I posted it in a mom group I was in and asked them all to sub to all these people that don't watch.
That kicked off my gimmick.
All these moms got burners too, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure they got burners. What else are they doing? So by the way, guys, subscribe to youtube.com/FightfulScrap so we do more than 25 views. But I don't have 18 accounts, but you know what I do have, guys?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw that. You posted that.
Look at this. This is that good. Look at this. Factory sealed.
Yeah, because you haven't played it because you
What
you
year
suck.
Did you say it was from?
Okay, so the box says 2012, but the deck says 2010. So over a decade old.
Wow. I mean, I'd go with the box over the deck.
This is good stuff. Well, I mean,
why don't you actually play it? Do you not have friends to play Uno with?
It's a pandemic.
It was a pandemic in 2012 when you got it?
Oh, I didn't get this in 2012. I don't even know how I got this.
I
don't know.
Definitely just got it somehow.
My wife found it like cleaning today. She's like, hey, you got an Uno game. How many of those YouTube accounts are out of Pierce Stan accounts? Not maybe on a different tube platform, buddy. not YouTube.
Did you see the picture I sent you of the Adam Hangman Pierce?
Yeah. And they misspelled Pierce.
I sent it to Adam and he was like, they don't know how to spell. That was his reaction.
Carlos Easy says, a lot of respect. Jeremy still owes Hannah and I an honest round of Uno. Well, I don't think we should be talking about who owes who something around here, Anakin.
Yeah, very true.
You know what? Jeremy will ship that USPS to you, and I'm sure it'll be right there.
Uno. Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be there, Anakin, any day now. Oh, Hannah, what are you looking forward to this weekend on WrestleMania?
The women main eventing and Sammy and KO, because I always love any match between Sammy and KO. They're always going to put on a great match. Very interested in whatever Big E and Apollo is going to be. And
Shane McMahon.
Bad Bunny. I'm taken out of the Shane McMahon because it's got Braun. Like,
yeah,
that kind of pulls you away from it. I mean, I'm excited to see his calves when he comes out, but that's about it.
Also, I want to thank Samuel Stahl for sending a super chat earlier, and he says teaching account, and this is my main. I appreciate it.
Tremendous.
I appreciate it. And well, guys,
the triple threat men's.
Tell the people your Twitter so you can get some more Twitter followers while we're here.
Hey, that's bullshit.
Thank you, Carrie B. You're so sweet. She just sent me, it just popped up on the top of my screen that she just sent me a message.
Moreover, with Sean's wife. Sean's wife's going to bury me, I'm sure. So
she does. Quite frankly, anytime, like, I'm like, oh, Jeremy's on Twitch right now. She's like, what's he doing? Sucking ass at fighting games? And I'm like, oh,
she's you so want to talk about mother? She's so mean to me.
Yeah, she is. I'm living in it. This is the hell that I live in, guys. It's not a safe relationship. Follow Hannah at your queen Han. Jeremy, tell people what you're doing.
What am I not doing, Sean Rossap, is the real question. I'm in the gym every day, getting the shots up. Watch along. WrestleMania, Saturday, Sunday, both nights, twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Post show here on youtube.com/FightfulGaming. I'll be on Saturday. I'll not be on Sunday. You don't need to see more of my face. Everybody watch The Distraction. I said it on Twitter. I'll say it again. Thank you guys so much for the support on The Distraction over the past year and a little bit plus. It means the world to myself and Joseph. It's been a very long week, and seeing kind messages and all the love has been very overwhelming. And I'm very appreciative and very grateful for all of that and everyone who has watched. And we got a big show on Thursday. This Thursday, big show, big one. Big time show on Thursday. Distraction, 3 p.m. Thursdays.
Guys, we're right back here for WrestleMania tomorrow. Starting Tuesday, 10:10 Eastern, Alex's Sour Graps post-NXT review. And then Wednesday, 10:10 Eastern, the AEW post-show review. But subscribe to Fightful Select. I'm posting scoops there all day, all week, all night. We got shows there every day as well. Hannah, thanks for joining us from one of your burner accounts. We're out.
Where's your...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.